the Gemara in the face on the base is discussing why it is that a shliach who comes and who says b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, according to Rabbo, who maintains that the whole problem is because of Ein Bekin Lishmo, why is it that the Eid Echod is believed? So the Gemara, there was a Shliach who basically is an Eid Echod, why is he believed? So the Gemara says because an Eid Echod is Neman B'Surin, to which the Gemara says that perhaps an Eid Echod is believed B'Surin only in a situation where the testimony of the Eid Echod is not contradicting any chazaka, where it's not his chazak isura. For example, we have a piece of meat, you don't know whether the piece of meat is a kosher piece of meat, whether it's shuman, or whether it's a trefa piece of meat, whether it's chaylev. There's no chazaka in reference to the piece of meat, and therefore the Eid Echod comes along and the Eid Echod says that the piece of meat is a kosher piece of meat, then the Eid Echod would be believed. However, in a situation where the Eid Echod is testifying against the Chazaka, maybe there we wouldn't believe the Eid Echod. Therefore, in the situation of the Shliach who's bringing the Get, and he's testifying that the Get was written Lishma, the Eid Echod constitutes an Eid Echod who is basically testifying against a Cheskes Eishes Ish, because this woman has a chazaka of being married, and who says that an Eid Echod who is testifying against a chazaka is believed? Tosfos, in reference to the whole topic of Eid Echod Neman B'Surin, doesn't agree or has a problem with Rashi's source for the din of Eid Echod Neman B'Surin. Rashi brings a svara to say that Eid Echod is Neman B'Surin here in Gittin. Rashi brings a svara in Yevamos to say that Eid Echod is Neman B'Surin. Rashi in Chulin brings a pasuk. Whether that constitutes an independent shitta or whether one can combine the two together is a question that one can debate, and the Achronim talk about it. But basically, at the end of the day, the accepted shita of Rashi is that Rashi is of the opinion that Eid Echod Neman B'Surin is a svara, and Tosfos has his criticisms of Rashi's shita in connection with Eid Echod Neman B'Surin. Therefore, Tosfos says, I'm stuck. Where do I know from that Eid Echod is Neman B'Surin? So Tosfos, we learn it out from Nida. By Nida we have a pasuk of a Sofrala, which tells us that a Nida is believed to say that she is Tahira. Therefore, you have a source that an Eid Echod is believed when he testifies about Isurin. Ask Tosfos on himself, if you're going to say that my source for Eid Echod Neman B'Surin is from Nida, then surely you would have a source that Eid Echod is believed even Kenegre Chazoka, because Pashtas Nida has a Cheskas Tuma. Answers Tosfos, a somewhat difficult language teretz, and Tosfos answers and says that a nida is not, or does not have a chazaka shetayroya kol shor, and by a nida, once the yemei nekiyim have passed after the re'iya, she is toher mimela, therefore it's not considered to be a cheskas tuma, and it's biyoda litvo. So everybody is very confused about what exactly Tosfos is saying here. The major problem being in Tosfos that if a nida is considered to be, for whatever reason it may be, not a case of ischazek isura, if a nida is not ischazek isura, and yet Tosfos mixes in somewhere there in his teretz that a nida is biyodo litvo, So it would appear from Tosfos that Tosfos is sourced from Nida, that an Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin, would only be in a situation where it's B'Yoda, which would mean that we have a source that an Eid Echad is believed in a situation where it's not Ischazek, but it is B'Yoda. If so, where do I know from that an Eid Echad is believed where it's not Ischazek and it's not B'Yoda? So obviously there's something missing here in Tosfos, or obviously we are confused as to what Tosfos is exactly saying, and that is in the Nakuda which the Mefarshei HaTosfos discuss. Premier amongst those who speak about what Pshat in Tosfos is the Marsha. And the Marsha says Pshat in Tosfos, basing himself, as he says at the end of his explanation, that in fact this is indeed the way in which the Rashba understood it. The Marsha says, I'll explain to you what Tosfos is trying to say. And the Marsha says that you have to understand the process by Nida to understand what Tosfos is trying to say. Because the process by Nida is that the woman has a Re'ias Dam, then there is a period of time where we have to determine that there were Yemei Nekiyim where there was no Re'ias Dam, and then in order that the woman should get rid of the Tumas Nida, she has to be Tevel in a mikvah. If so, says the Marsha, then basically every time you have a situation of a woman who is a Nida, there are two elements which are playing a role. Element number one which is playing a role is that you have to know that the Re'ias stopped and that there were Yemei Nekiyim. That's number one. Because if the Nida didn't stop and there were no Yemei Nekiyim, then there cannot be any Taira. However, that in itself isn't enough. In order that you should be able to define the woman as being non-Tomei and Tohira, you also have to have Tvila in a mikvah. So every time you want to know, has the woman who was a Nida become Tohir, you have to determine two factors which are playing a role here. Factor number one, you have to determine as to whether the Re'ias Dam stopped and there were Yemei Nekiyim. And factor number two, you have to determine, was she Tovel in a mikvah? Says the Marsha, as far as a woman coming along and saying, I had a Re'ias Dam, the Re'ias Dam stopped, and there were Yemei Nekiyim. If we take that part of the scenario, says the Marsha, as far as that statement is concerned, when the woman makes it, on that she would certainly be believed. Even though stopping the Re'ias Dam and the Yemei Tahira are not something which are in her control, it's an event which will happen al piteva, therefore it can't be considered to be biyoda, nevertheless on that she would be believed, even though it's not biyoda to be mafsik the domim, and there is a chashash that maybe the domim, the blood didn't stop, and therefore there is a chashash that maybe there weren't yemei nekiyim, nevertheless on that she's believed. Why is she believed on that? Says the Marsha, that what Tosfos is trying to say is the following. As far as that initial Re'ias Dam is concerned, that Re'ias Dam is a Re'ias Dam which at a certain point in time is going to stop. It's not going to go on forever. And there is definitely going to be a Sheva Nekiyim. So because the principle of Chazaka always is a situation where the present condition will continue unless I bring into play an outside factor which will stop it. Therefore, in a situation where there's no way that the present situation can continue on its own accord, it will stop of its own accord even if I don't bring in an outside factor. That's not called a chazaka. Therefore, by a nida where the Re'ias Dam and the Yemei Nekiyim are going to be there at a certain point in time, even if I do nothing at all, therefore you can't call that Ischaz HaKitzura. Therefore, seeing that as far as that part of the scenario is concerned, it's not Ischaz HaKitzura, therefore we will believe the woman, even though it's not Biyodo. Therefore, from that part of the scenario, we see that in a situation of Loi Ischazik Isura and not Biyodo, the woman is believed. Now, there's a second factor which comes into play. Even if we've solved all of that, there's still the question, was the woman Tevel in the mikveh or not? So if she comes along and she says, the blood stopped, there were Nikiyim, and I was Tevel in the mikveh. So as far as the blood stopped and there were Nikiyim is concerned, that we believe it because it's Loi Ischazik Isura, even though it's not Biyodo. Now, as far as the mikveh part of it is concerned, we've got no problem whatsoever, because that's Biyodo. So basically, what we are saying is that from the case of Nida, we can see two things. We can see that an Eid Echad is believed where it's not Ischazik Isura, and we can also see that an Eid Echad is always believed under all circumstances where it is Biyodo. And that's what Tosfos is trying to say. Says the Mashal, however, there is another factor which has to come into play, which seems to have been conveniently ignored in the presentation that we just made, and that is true. The first ra'iyah that the woman has to stop, and there has to be Sheva, and there will be Sheva Nikiyim whether we like it or not. There will be a May Nikiyim. However, perhaps in the middle of the May Nikiyim, the woman will have a second ra'iyah. Maybe there will be another ra'iyah, and therefore maybe we should asa the woman on the basis of the fact that there is a chashash that within the sheva nikiyim of the first ra'iyah she had another ra'iyah. Says the Marshal, in order to asa the woman with the chashash of a second ra'iyah, what are you going to have here in order to say that there's a suffix? You're going to have some type of chazakah which tells me that there will be a second ra'iyah. Says Tosfos, there is no chazakah that there will be a second ra'iyah, because as Tosfos says, there is no chazakah that a isha is ra'iyah kol shah, meaning there is no chazakah that an isha is going to have a second ra'iyah. Therefore, seeing that there's no chazakah that an isha is going to have a second ra'iyah, again, there's no reason to ask her on the basis of the chashash that maybe there will be a second ra'iyah, because there's no chazakah in connection with that second ra'iyah, and therefore we solve the entire problem. As far as the first half of the process is concerned, it's Lo Ischazik Isura in connection with the first ra'iyah, it's Lo Ischazik Isura in connection with the second ria, therefore an Eid Echad is believed. As far as the mikvah is concerned, it's Biyodo, and therefore she's believed, and Tosfos has solved all the problems and has a source that an Eid Echad is believed where it's not Ischazik Isura, even if it's not Biyodo. That's how the Marshal understood the pshat in Tosfos. There's a very interesting tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, in his tshuvas, it's in Yeredeya, in Siman Chof Hei, was faced with the following problem. There was a shayel who asked him a shayel there. What was the problem that he was faced with? The problem that he was faced with was, there is a halacha that an animal which has a hole in its windpipe, an animal has a nekev in its veshet, the animal is treif. Right? That's one of the mumim which make the animal treif. So the Chasam Sofer was posed the following question. An animal had been brought to Shechita, and there was a suffix as to whether the animal had a hole in the veshet or not. And the animal was shechted. If the animal was shechted and it had a hole in the veshet, then the shechita was absolutely no use, because you shechted a treif animal. You can't shecht a treif animal. If the animal didn't have a hole in the veshet, then the shechita would have been a good shechita. What's the deal? So the Chasam Sofer says something very interesting. The Chasam Sofer says to the shoyel, for years he says, I paskind on the basis of the following. There is a placey, he says, and the place he says in Simon Lamed Gimel, Sifkot and Dalad, that if you have such a situation, you have a suffix of a hole in the veshet of an animal, it's no different, says the placey, than any suffix that you have in a shechita. You shechted an animal, and now you have a suffix whether your shechita was a good shechita. Maybe you messed up, right? The sheikh has got a suffix, maybe he messed up in the shechita. Maybe he did a shia, maybe he did something else, maybe he did something wrong in the act of shechita and he messed up. So the din is that where you have a suffix in the shechita, every animal has a chazaka before it's shechted. What's the chazaka that has it before it's shechted? A cheskes einoy zavuach. It has a chazaka that it has not been shechted. Now you've got a suffix whether the shechita was a good shechita or not. So what do? In the case of where you have a suffix, you put the animal on its chazaka. So the animal has a chazaka that it's not shechted. If you put the animal on the chazaka that it's not shechted, and the animal will be treif. Says the placey, the same is true if the animal has a hole in its veshet. If an animal has a hole in the veshet, therefore you don't know whether the shechita was a good shechita. Therefore, the animal has a ches kasein as a vloch, put the animal in its chazaka, and the animal is treif. Says the Chasam Sofer in this chibur something very interesting. He says, for years, that's what he says. He says, for years and years, this is the way that I paskind, and this was my opinion. And he says, and I'll tell you even more than that. On the basis of this placey, he writes to this shoyl, whoever he was, he writes, on the basis of this placey, I have very many far-reaching chidushim, which I was mechadesh on the basis of this placey. However, I've changed my mind. He writes, I'm chayzer. I've changed my mind and I am chayzer. Mishonim kadmoni, says the Chasam Sofer, in years gone by, hoyisi rogil lifsoik kaplasi. I used to paskin always like the placey. Elo le'achar ha'iyun chazarti mizeh. But after I've gone through the sugi again, I've decided that I disagree with the placey. And he says, and the placey is incorrect. Says the Chasam Sofer why. He says, you have an animal in front of you, and the animal has a suffix whether it has a hole in the windpipe. You did a Maisa Shechita. Says the Chasam Sofer, your Maisa Shechita was a perfect Maisa Shechita. There was absolutely nothing wrong with it. It was a classic example of the ultimate perfect Shechita. Within the act of the Shechita, you did nothing wrong at all. Elamai, you now have a side problem. And that is, maybe the animal that you shechted is a treifa animal. The suffix that you have of maybe the animal has a hole in the veshet has absolutely zilch to do with the shechita. It has absolutely nothing at all to do with the shechita. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, even though it's true that a shechita on a treifa animal will not be matter the animal, because you can't shech the treifa animal in the same way as you can't shech the horse, right? It's true it's not going to do anything, it's true it's not going to do anything, it's not going to be matter the animal, but at the end of the day, your suffix has nothing at all to do with shechita. The chazaka of Ein Zavuach is a chazaka in what? Says the Chasam Sofer. It's a chazaka in shechita. In other words, this animal has a chazaka that it's not shechted. The fact that it has a chazaka that it's not shechted has nothing at all to do with the shayla which is standing in front of us. The chazaka that it's not shechted can only play a role if you've got a shayla in the shechita. Was there a shechita? Wasn't there a shechita? Was it a good shechita? Was it not a good shechita? Use the cheskes ein zavuach to tell you there was no good. Here, even though the shechita has not been imatir, but the suffix is not in the shechita, the suffix is in the veshet. Therefore, what type of chazaka do you have to look for here? Says the Chasam Sofer, if you want to use chazaka here, you'd have to find me a chazaka in connection with a rekev and a veshet. That's the chazaka you have to look for here. Because that's the shayla. The shayla is, does this animal have any sort of chazaka in reference to holes in the veshet? Does this animal have any chazaka in reference to whether it's treif or it's not treif? Not whether this animal has any chazakas in reference to where it's shechted or it's not shechted. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Fine. Along comes the Chemda Shleima on our sugya here, and the Chemda Shleima says that Ba'etzim, he says, it's not such a great chiddush of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer was simply mechavan to a Taisus. Where's the Taisus? Says the Chemda Shleima, the Chasam Sofer is a mefurish Taisus in Gittin. Where in Gittin? In Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis. Where's the Taisus in Gittin Daf Beis Amud Beis? Says the Chemda Shleima, our Taisus. Why? Says the Chemda Shleima, think for a moment. What did our Taisus say? Our Taisus had a scenario of a woman who was a Nidan, she had a Riyas Dam, an original Riyas Dam, then there was a Shiloh, did the Riyas Dam stop? Was there Shivan Akim? Right? And was there a Tefillah? And Taisus, looking at Marsha, went through this whole Hezba. At the end of the day, says the Chemda Shleima, after Taisus had solved most of the problems, Taisus then came up with one final problem. True, there is no chazaka in connection with the first Riya that the woman had, but who tells you that in the middle of the Shivan Akim there wasn't another Riya? On that, Taisus answered, what? There is no chazaka in connection with the second Riya because Ein Isha Roya Kol Shah. So what did Taisus just do, says the Chemda Shleima? Taisus just told me the following, that even if I would have some hava mina somewhere, that there is a chazaka b'negeya to the first Riya, which in reality Taisus says according to Masha that there isn't. But even if I would think that there was some sort of chazaka, it doesn't make any difference because that doesn't play a role in connection with the second Riya. In other words, as far as the chashash of the second Riya is concerned, if you want to solve that chashash, or you want to find a tzad to say that because of that chashash the woman should be also, you're going to have to find, says Taisus, a chazaka in connection with the second Riya. And the chazaka of the first Riyah has nothing at all to do with this. Says the Chemda Shleima, that's basically what the Chasam Sofer is saying. The chazaka of Ein Ishkuta has nothing at all to do with the Veshet, because if you're looking about the Veshet, you need a chazaka in reference to the Veshet, not in reference to the Shkita. In the same way as by Nida, you need a chazaka in reference to the second Riyah and not in reference to the first Riyah. So therefore, says the Chemda Shleima, I agree 100% with the Chasam Sofer that this is correct, and that you wouldn't be able to use the chazaka of Ein Ishkuta in the same way as you don't use the theoretical non-existent in reality chazaka of the first Riyah in connection with any second Riyah. That's the Chemdas Shleima. Fine. Now, the Gemara itself said that what? The Gemara itself said that a shliach comes along and a shliach is made on a get, that the get was written lishma, then that would constitute an eidus against a cheskas eishes ish. Now, when this shliach comes along, what's this shliach being made? He's being made that the get, which he brought with him, is a kosher get. That's what he's being made. He's being made, it's a kosher get. What's he saying? If this woman is going to be divorced by her husband, you may use this get to divorce the woman from her husband. As far as the shliach is concerned, what is the status of the woman at this point in time? When he says this, Eishes Ish, right? So if so, when the shliach says that the get was written in Shema, the shliach's not being made against Eicheskas Eishes Ish. All the shliach is doing is saying, I agree with the chazaka that the woman is an Eishes Ish, but if you want to get her out of her chazaka of Eishes Ish, I have a legitimate vehicle that will enable you to do it. It's called a get, and here it is. It was written lishma. Therefore, in reality, the Ein Echad isn't being made against the chazaka. He's in fact supporting the chazaka. He's just saying, I have a vehicle which will enable you in the future at some point in time, if you want to get out of the chazaka. And yet, what does the Gemara say? This is called a eidus against a chazaka. Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger in his Chidushim on Gittin, what do you see from this? Says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, you see from this an interesting thing. that even though at this point in time the Eid Echad isn't saying anything against the Chazakah, on the contrary, he's agreeing with the Chazakah, but seeing that his Eidus in the future at some point in time could play a role in changing the status of the woman, could play a role in changing the Chazakah of the woman, therefore it's already called an Eidus against a Chazakah. That's what you see from the Gemara. Says Rabbi Kiveg, he doesn't understand, he doesn't explain why. He just says this Eiskeshbal from the Gemara. He says, you see this from the Gemara, then the Gemara takes this on, for whatever reason it may be, as a Davo Poshet. That Rabbi Kiveg says in his Chidushim, as a Pshat in the Gemara. That from this Gemara we see that an Eid Echad Neged Chazakah doesn't mean necessarily that at this point in time he is being made against the Chazakah. Anything that he's made about which will in the future have relevance to a change in Chazakah is called an Eidus against the Chazakah. In his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiveger uses this halacha lemaisa. There he already takes it a stage further and uses this Gemara halacha lemaisa. There, in his Chidushim on Shulchan Aruch, and it's also in his Tshuvas, again he was asked a shaila. You cannot shecht an egel if it's less than 8 days old. Less than 8 days old, chashash nefel, and it's not called a shechita. If it's more than 8 days old, you can shecht it. There he's got a case where an egel was shechted, and we don't know, it was a suffix. If it was a ben ches when it was shechted, it was in which case the shechita would be a good shechita, or it was a ben zayim when it was shechted, in which case it wouldn't be a good shechita. The question is, there was an Eid Echad who was made that it was a Ben Ches. Is the Eid Echad believed? Says Rabbi Kiveger, that if the Eid Echad came after the animal was shechted, they shechted the animal and then the Eid Echad, then they had a suffix whether it was a Ben Ches or a Ben Zion, and then the Eid came along and he said, guys, don't worry, it was a Ben Ches. In such a situation, the Eid Echad would definitely not be believed, says Rabbi Kiveger. Why? Because his anus is going against a cheskas iso, the animal has a cheskas iso of anus of vuach. It's now a suffix whether the shechita is a shechita or is not a shechita, and therefore we follow the cheskas anus of vuach and we say it's not a shechita like any other suffix if shechita. However, says Rabbi Kiveger, what would happen if the suffix arose before we shechted the animal? We were about to shecht an egel and somebody said stop. It's a suffix whether it's a ben zayin or a ben ches. And then along comes an Eid Echad, and the Eid Echad says, it's okay, I was there, it's a ben ches. Says Rabbi Kiveger, would the Eid Echad in that situation be believed? There, says Rabbi Kiveger, I can see two sides to the coin. Mitzad Echad, I can say to myself, the Eid Echad is not saying anything against the Chazakah. Why? The Eid Echad, what's the Eid Echad say? He's saying, you can shecht this animal. Has the animal been shechted yet? No. So is the Eid Echad saying anything against the Chazakah? What's the Chazakah? The Chazakah is the animal hasn't been shechted. What's the Eid Echad saying? The animal hasn't been shechted. But if you want to shecht it, you can shecht it. So Lichura, I could say that the Eid Echad isn't saying anything against the Chazakah, and therefore the Eid Echad would be believed. Mitzad Sheni, says Rabbi Kiveger, I could say the other way around as well. I could say that even though at this point in time the Eidus of the Eid Echad isn't saying anything about the Chazakah, it's not contradicting the Chazakah, if anything it's supporting the Chazakah, but once you say that the Egel is a Ben Ches, then you will allow the guy to go along and check the animal, in which case then you will be taking the animal out of its Chazakah Ben Zavuah. So maybe I shouldn't believe him, because the Eidus he's giving now, seeing he's going to have a ramification in the future to take something out of his Chazakah, should already be called an Eidus against the Chazakah. Says Rabbi Kiveger, no problem, Furush Gemara. Where's the Mefurish Gemara? Says Rabbi Kiveger, getting that base on the base. It's absolutely no different, says Rabbi Kiveger, from the guy who came along with the get, and he said the get is written lishma. To which the Gemara says that is an Eidus against the Cheskas Eishes Ish. That that's exact parallel of our cases, Mikvega. And yet you see the Gemara calls it a Eidus against the Cheskas Eishes Ish, so here as well, saying that the animal is a Ben Ches, is an Eidus against the Cheskas Eishes of Vuach. Paskas Halacha L'maisa. On the basis of this Gemara. Along comes Rav Shimon Shkov, and Rav Shimon Shkov says, I don't understand Rav Kivega. He uses actually a very strong language. He says, I disagree with Rav Kivega. He says, I'm doicha divrei Rav Kivega. On what basis? He says, on the basis of a Tosfos. Where's the Tosfos? He says, our Tosfos that we were talking about. He says, our Tosfos, what's the situation? The woman is coming along and the woman is giving eidus. She is saying about herself that I had a Riyah and I had Nikiyim. Therefore what? Therefore allow me now to go to the mikveh and be Tahar. So this Eid Echel, this woman, what's she being made, says Rav Shimon? She's being made now about something which is going to result in our allowing her to go to the mikveh and our allowing her then, when she emerges from the mikveh, to be Tahar. At this point in time, what has she got? A Cheskas Tumah. At this point in time, she's definitely got a Cheskas Tumah before she goes to the mikveh. Therefore, says Rav Shimon, what do you see from Tosfos? You see from Tosfos that even if a woman is being made about something which is going in the future to change her status and her chazaka, the eidus is accepted. So if so, in the case of Rav Akiva Eger, why don't we accept the eidus of the guy with the eagle? It's exactly the same thing. Elamai, you'll tell me, so what do I do with the Gemara and Chanama? The Gemara is very shver. And in fact, the Nesivus asks it in Teres Gittin as a question on the Gemara. The Nesivus learns the Gemara, and then he says, 1 minute, slow down, what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that if the Shliach gives Eidus on this get, then what? Then it's an Eidus to make a Cheskas Eishes Ish. Why is it an Eidus to make a Cheskas Eishes Ish? Because it's going to end up at the end of the day that if you use the get, you're going to take the woman out of the Cheskas Eishes Ish. Says the Nesivus, what are you talking about? What would happen, says the Nesivus, in the following situation? There's a mikveh. You don't know whether the mikveh is kosher or not. A guy comes along and he says, I am made that the mikveh has 40 saw, the mikveh is kosher. Then a tomei comes along to be tovel in the mikveh. Says the Nesivus, would you believe the Eidechel? He says, of course you believe the Eidechel. Why shouldn't you believe the Eidechel? Eidechel and Mavisurin. It's a sophic whether the mikveh is kosher, the mikveh is not kosher. The Eidechel came along and the Eidechel said that the mikveh is kosher. So now the mikveh is kosher. Now the Tomei comes along, he immerses himself in the mikveh, goes out of the mikveh. What happens to him? He is Tahar. So what did the Eidechel of the Eidechel do? It resulted in the long term in the change in status in the Tomei. And yet we believe L'chol HaDeis, says the Teres Gittin, says the Nesivus in Teres Gittin, L'chol HaDeis, we would believe the Eid Echad. So why is it any different from the case in the Gemara? So why in the case of the Gemara is the Gemara a problem with the Shliach who says that the get was written in Shmom? To which the Teres Gittin goes off on a tangent to give a whole purple dick of shot in the Gemara in order to get out of the problem in the Gemara. And there are in the Achrayim all sorts of variations on this kasha. In other words, everybody creates their own scenario of situations where definitely you would be believe in Eid Echad, even if in the long term the result would be that it goes Keneged HaChazaka. Now, in reference to the kasha that Rav Shimon had on Rav Akiva Eger, but Rav Shimon taines that lichu'ura from Tosfos, you have a raya against Rabbi Akiva Eger, because at the end of the day, Tosfos is saying that an Eid Echad is believed, even though the eidus that he's giving will result, or she's giving, will result eventually in a change in status in terms of the chazaka, and in terms of the problem which certainly exists, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that on the one hand Rabbi Akiva Eiger says in our Gemara that the Shliach coming along and saying that the get was written Lishma constitutes a statement against the Cheskas Eishes Ish, because that's going to, what's going to be in the future, right? Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a problem, we'll have a number of problems. Rabbi Akiva Eiger will have the problem, as the Teres Gittin said, what's he going to do with the mikveh? Why is the Eid Echad Ne'emon in the case of the mikveh? What is Rabbi Akiva Eiger going to do with the case of the Egel, right? Eidus on the Egel. What is the difference, if there is, between the case of the Egel, the case of the mikveh, and the case in our Gemara of the Shliach? In other words, somehow we're going to have to sort this all out and put it into some sort of perspective. I want to suggest that there is a difference between the case of, on the one hand, the get, the egel, and the mikveh, and on the other hand, the case of nida. In other words, l'fi'ani is daiti, the kasha that Rav Shimon had from Tosfos will not present a kasha on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, because Rabbi Akiva Eiger could theoretically be mechalek between the case of nida on the one hand and the case of the egel, the mikveh, and the get. In other words, Rabbi Akiva Eiger would argue, in my opinion, the following. In the case of the get, it's called an Eid Echad being made against the Chazaka. That the Gemara says, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out. In the case of the Egel, it would also be an Eid Echad being made against the Chazaka. In the case of a mikveh, Rabbi Akiva Eiger would also argue that it's an Eid Echad being made against the Chazaka. In the case of Nida, he would say no. There is not an Eid Echad being made against the Chazaka. What's the difference? So I was thinking in the following direction. If you take the group of cases, the case of the Shliach by Get, the case of the Eidus on the Egel, that it's a Ben Ches and it's not a Ben Zion. If you take the case of the Eidus on a Mikveh, what is the common theme between all those three cases? There must be some common theme between those three cases which excludes the case of Tosfos and Nida. What is the common theme in those three cases? So Lichura, the common theme in those three cases is what would happen if the Eid Echad wasn't around? What would happen without the Eidus of the Eid Echad? In other words, if the Eid Echad doesn't appear, what happens? In the case of the Get, right, you have a Cheskas Eishes Ish. You have an all-powerful Cheskas Eishes Ish, which nobody argues with. This woman has the ultimate Cheskas Eishes Ish that a woman can have. So, without the Eidus of the Eid Echad, that Chazakah exists. When the Eid Echad comes along and says that the Get is written Lishma, what is his Eidus going to do? In the long term, not now, but in the long term, it's going to break the Cheskas Eishes Ish. Without the Eidus of the Eid Echad, would the Cheskas Eishes Ish be broken? No. There was the only thing that breaks the Cheskas Eishes Ish is the statement of the Eid Echad. Take the case of the Egel. Without the Eid Echad who came along and who said that the Egel is Ben Ches, what is the status at this point in time of the Egel? Cheskas Einei Zavuach. It is the ultimate powerful Cheskas Einei Zavuach. A live animal kicking in front of you, which has not been shechted. You can't have a better Cheskas Einei Zavuach than an animal which is alive in front of you. what is there lefoneinu which could theoretically break that cheska, that chazaka? Only one thing. The aid is the aid echad by saying that it is a ben ches will ultimately break that chazaka. In the case of the mikvah, without the aid echad, what have you got? You've got a guy who definitely has a cheskas tumah. He has the ultimate cheskas tumah. It's an all-powerful cheskas tumah. There is nothing in front of us here which will allow us to break the cheskas tumah, other than the statement which the aid is going to make, which will result down the line in the chazaka being broken. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Gemara in Gittin is coming along, and the Gemara is telling you a principle. Where you have a chazaka, and it's an ultimate chazaka, and the only thing which is going to break the chazaka is the aidus of an aid echad. And without the aidus of the aid echad, the chazaka would never be broken. If the aidus of the aid echad will break the chazaka even in the future, eis kishpat from the Gemara, so that's called an aidus keneged a chazaka. So eis kishpat from the Gemara. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but what about the case of the nida? What's the story there? The woman came along, and what happened here? The woman came along, and what did she say? She said, I had a re'iyah, and the re'iyah stopped. As far as that's concerned, I had a re'iyah, the re'iyah stopped, and there were nekiyim. As far as that's concerned, there are no chazakas, right? That doesn't play a role, and that's not playing a role anywhere in the whole game. As far as mikveh is concerned, no problem. Why? It's biyoda. So what's the only chashash in the case of nida? That maybe she had a second re'iyah. That's the only chashash that there is here. So in other words, now think for a moment. When this woman comes along and she says, I have the right to go to the mikveh because as far as my re'iyah was concerned, it's over, and there was I and the kim. Without her eidus, what would the din be? One chashash. So that's what came out from the Chemda Shleim and the Marsha. One chashash. What's the chashash? The chashash is that maybe she had a second re'iyah. Yeah, that's the only chashash. What would happen if she went to the mikveh? If that's a chashash and she went to the mikveh, what would happen? She'd still be tummy, right? Why would she still be tummy? Because she went to the mikveh holding in her hand what? The second re'iyah. She was taken from Sheretz B'yodei. In other words, nothing to do, in other words, the following. You're coming along and you're saying that what? That this woman has a chazaka, cheskas tumah, right? And the only way in which you can break the cheskas tumah is through the aidus of the aid echad. And if an aid echad is breaking a cheskas tumah, right? And if lulei divrei ha'aid echad, the chazaka is an all-powerful chazaka, then the aidus of the aid echad is called an aidus connected to chazaka. So if it came in, this case has nothing to do with it. This case, the woman, it's a side problem. The problem has nothing at all to do with chazakas or anything else. The problem is this woman a teivul v'sheretz b'yoda, or is this woman not a teivul v'sheretz b'yoda? Therefore, she'll go into the mikveh, she'll become Tomei, it doesn't help me, she'll become Tomei again because of the second rear. She's continuously becoming Tomei because of the second rear. It's got nothing at all to do. The Enoch doesn't play a role here at all. Therefore, it has absolutely no shaykhus at all with the other three cases, says Rabbi Kivega. So don't bring me any riyas from Nida, but Nida, the scenario is a whole different scenario. You need a situation where the chazaka is an eisner chazaka and the aid echad is breaking the chazaka. But don't bring me a case where the problem is a side problem. It's a bayat stadit. It's a completely side problem. It has nothing at all to do with the aid echad and the chazakas here. Which means the following. The bottom line, when this woman goes to the mikveh, the reason why we're saying that this woman is tummy is not because of any cheskas tummy, it's because of the chashash that she was a teivul v'sheretz b'yoda. And therefore, even if you're going to say that the mikveh is metayah in terms of the first re'iyah, so what? she's a clear cut case of a Tevel v'sheretz b'yoda. That's what I was thinking. But it comes out according to this. Let's move over for just 5 minutes to Inyona de Yuma. It comes out according to this that I'm assuming that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is of the opinion that there's no psul in the etzem maisa tefila. The etzem maisa tefila is a good maisa tefila. We have a side problem. But maybe the woman is becoming tomei again because of the second riya, and therefore your maisa tefila on the first riya doesn't help you in the slightest. Which means that I'm assuming that the definition of tevel v'sheretz b'yodai is that when you go into the mikveh and you're holding on to a sheretz, why are you tomei? Because even though the tefila could be 100% good tefila, but the sheretz is continuously being metame you. Where do I get that from? It's a Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael on Mishnayos. The Tiferes Yisrael says in Mikvois that a person who is tovel in a mikveh and he's holding on to a sheretz, the tefillah is matayrim and the sheretz is matamim and the tefillah is matayrim and the sheretz is matayrim, then he didn't do anything. He's continuously being nitma from the sheretz. Along comes Reb Chaim in the Ksovim, and Reb Chaim clears it as a shayla. Reb Chaim says, the way it's brought down there, says Reb Chaim, tevel v'sheretz b'yodai, he says Reb Chaim, poshut that he's not Torah. He says, that's mandapolig. However, says Reb Chaim, yesh lain. He says, you can clear, why is he not Torah? Is he not Torah because he becomes Tomei again from the sheretz? The way in which the Pharisee throw took on as a dovo poshut. In other words, says Reb Chaim, is the pshat that the first tumah went away, which is how I understood Rabbi Kivega, that the first tumah went away with the mikvah, but it doesn't help you anyway because there's a problem with the second riyah. Or, says Reb Chaim, I could say otherwise. Or, says Reb Chaim, I could say that it's a din in tefillah. That seeing that your tefillah wasn't matai you from tumah, for whatever reason it may be, therefore the tefillah is no good. Because the definition of the tefillah is that it has to be matai you from tumah. And he remains with that. He doesn't say hachro. He just says it's a shayla. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, somebody who's misvade v'dvorim and he's not goyma b'liboy to leave the chet, hariz edoyma l'tevel v'sheretz b'yodai. That's the parallel to somebody who is being tevel v'sheretz b'yodai. Somebody who just says vidui without really doing tshuva is a tevel v'sheretz b'yodai, says the Rambam. She'ena tefila mayelis loy, and just as tefila doesn't help when you're tevel b'sheretz b'yodai until you throw away the sheretz, l'adin vidui won't help unless there is tshuva. As along came Rabbi Blachin, Rabbi Blachin said, what do you see from this halacha in the Rambam? What's the Rambam saying here? The Rambam is saying that in the same way as tshuva without aziv sachet isn't tshuva, so too tefillah with a sheretz b'yodai isn't tefillah. Otherwise, what's the dimyon to tefillah b'sheretz b'yodai? Therefore, he says, you see, clear from the Rambam, that the Rambam held like the second side of Reb Chaim. Not like the Tiferes Yisrael, but that the Rambam held that tefillah b'sheretz b'yodai felt in tefillah in the same way as vidui without aziv sachet is nishkan tshuva. So I found Rabbeinu Yonah, a very interesting Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, if you look in Shari Tshuva, so Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of Shari Tshuva says the following. The Hamashal Bazer, he says, what's the Mashal of somebody who says vidui without being chayza b'tshuva? L'misha eichez ha-sheretz u'bo litvol v'litoher. It's like somebody who's holding a sheretz and going into the mikveh. Ki aniach ha-sheretz t'chila v'acha kach yitvol v'litoher. Because what he has to do is he has to put down the sheretz and then be tovel. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah says something very interesting. V'chol zman sheretz b'yodai. And the reason why tovu v'sheretz b'yodai doesn't work is because kol zman sheretz b'yodai oid tumosai boy. The old tum is still there. In other words, Rabbeinu Yonah says mefurish, like the second Saturday in Reb Chaim, the tovu v'sheretz b'yodai is not pshat, that it's like I wanted to say that it's being Matama you again, but Tumah Vishar is beyond it, the old Tumah remains. The only thing I'm super big out, which I know, which you have to think, is the following. Mitzad Echad, from the Dimyon of the Rambam, I can see that you can say that in the same way as Shiva without Vidui is not, but Vidui without Shiva is nothing, so Tumah Vishar is beyond it. Is nothing. You could say it's a riot to Reb Chaim, but it's not shiny. I mean, you could also tie in a balabatish that the dimyan is just a marshal. In other words, to say that Tyra, when you're holding on to the sheretz felt in tvila, is a chiddush be'etzem. To say that vidu without tshuva is no vidu, that's not a chiddush, because that's the holy side of the holy side of vidu. What is the holy side of vidu? It's not saying the words. Saying the words is nothing. It has to be saying the words in order that you are mischaret. Therefore, it makes more sense there than it does by. But you can think either ways. I'll complain.